This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, there it is.
Feliz Navidad.
Why not?
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Who doesn't know the words even if you don't speak Spanish,
Feliz
right?
Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
What a great one.
One of the best things about this song is San Jose Feliciano's guitar is the orchestration that goes with it.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Why not? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody. Get into the spirit. Sounds like a demand, doesn't it? Damn it. Get into the spirit.
Telling you how to live
your life. Yeah, I'm telling them off. Today, at least in this hour, I was thinking about something that I read. Ralph Waldo Emerson, certainly a well-known poet in the part of the country that I come from, like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. There's a movie out, by the way, about Longfellow. Did you see that? Any trailer to that about his being sort of conflicted, if you will? It's amazing either what we find out about people looking into their lives or what somebody will make up about them, and then it becomes sort of a history lesson and stuff that didn't happen. That happened. Well, Hollywood takes a lot of licenses.
Yeah, a lot of liberties.
Liberties.
When it comes liberties.
To, right, yeah. So anyway, I thought this hour is optimistic way to start out was to take a piece from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He wrote, "Adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience." How about that? Nature is patient. Nature is kind. Nature is benevolent. Nature is the planet. Nature is what we're all about. Right? I was thinking about what Adele said regarding her therapy and what we need to know about therapy and how I've had discussions. I'm not afraid to talk about this at all. People say, well, you're in touch with your feminine side. I don't know that it has to be masculine or feminine. We've sort of made it that way, but that doesn't mean that's the way it's supposed to be. I have a lot of gay friends who are more uptight. You'd think, you know, the general consensus is that gay men, and maybe gay women as well, are going to be a little more open, a little more sensitive, a little more this,
yeah,
you know what
those
I'm
are
saying.
Just, that falls into stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the same thing. I'm more open about that stuff. As a matter of fact, one of my gay friends and I had this conversation not long ago about why it is that he's so hung up on a particular thing, and I told him he needed to get his head examined, and he was giving me a brownie at the time. I said, no, you just need to kind of let out what's in there, because if you don't, it'll make you sick, physically, emotionally, mentally, all of that stuff. And
that is
it's
so true.
So I sent him, and I offer this as a bit maybe of advice to people without judgment. There are places that you can learn about therapy. And because men face the same mental health issues at equal or even higher rates than women, but they're less likely to seek counseling because men, real men, don't do that. Do you know how stupid that sounds?
It's so toxic.
It's
so
ridiculous.
Toxic. Well, yes. One of the great things, too, about going to counseling and getting to talk about things is a lot of times the counselors can open your eyes to self-accountability, but also just
right.
The fact that other people perceive and process information very differently, and how we may be feeling about the exact same situation, another person may be feeling completely different just based on how we process. But also, a lot of people will be like, well, I have a village around me, and I can go turn to the people in my life. People who love you, 9 times out of 10, will tell you what you want to hear over what you need to hear.
Yeah, we'll tell you the truth. Right, exactly. Thank you. So there's a survey out from a clinical psychologist named Seth Gillihan overviewing women and men getting treatment. 25% of American women admit to having had some sort of of treatment at least twice last year versus 14% of men. Same kind of mental health treatment. It's difficult to find, I've found in my life, good therapists, somebody who can relate to you. It's not just you go into somebody who's got a shingle and they're immediately going to get you. That doesn't work at all. Any more than doctors. Some doctors, you work better with some doctors. I know I certainly do. I've been pretty fussy about the doctors that I've had looking into me over the years. And I've gone into some and I thought, this guy's bedside manner sucks. I'm not going to go back to see him.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Oh, my God. What a waste of time. So anyway, there is a lot of help for men, mental health resources. As a matter of fact, all you really have to do is Google mental health resources for men. It's that simple. And it'll come up as stuff that you can either get online. I prefer the, and I've had much less of it lately. I've been through a couple of periods in my life when my head was in pretty bad shape. And so, you know, I would spend a lot of time trying to get it straightened out. I haven't, because whatever's going on seems to be okay. It's not like, it's good to have a tune-up every once in a while. But sometimes you just need it because you need to sort through things. And most of the time, I guarantee you that you're not going to see all sides of an issue or a story or a thought. You're just not. So that's why having somebody good to bounce all that stuff off of, someone who's not related, somebody who's not a friend, somebody has no investment in it whatsoever, except to try to get you to look at the various ways that a problem can be dealt with or solved. So, simple. Bing, bang, boom. All right. Joe Biden signing that same-sex marriage bill at the White House, the legislation which passed to codify federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. Hello, it's 2022. Wouldn't you have thought that this would be done? I mean, I don't care. From my personal point of view, you can marry whoever you want, as long as your life is deemed better, or you think your life is better. And what business is it of somebody else's?
Mm-hmm.
And why does it say that because I have an R after my name, I have to believe that marriage is sacred? Okay, marriage is kind of sacred, especially if you get married in a church. But why does you think that God's looking down on you and saying, if you don't marry a white guy, if you're a white woman, you marry a white guy, then you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You really think that's what's going on?
Well, and people don't want to argue about sodomy and everything like that. But, hey, what about the heterosexual married couples who have open marriages, who are swingers? I'm sure the Bible doesn't really say, hey, great things about that, but nobody's bringing that part up.
Hey, wait a minute. Where is the section in the Bible that deals with swingers?
Can exactly.
You find that? Chapter and verse. Let's see. Deuteronomy 4, chapter 7, or chapter 7, verse 4. There you go. Swingers are in Arizona.
But nobody wants to comment on that. It's just, it's strictly heterosexual versus homosexuality, and it's just, people are awful sometimes.
I know.
People love who they want to love, as long as it's legal.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. I love that. I loved going to church when I was a youngster and singing in the choir. And that was one of the first songs I ever learned. Faith, hope, and charity. And the blessed Lord, have faith, hope, and charity. And the blessed Lord, you'll surely see. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. There's so much great stuff in the Bible. And I challenge you to find a place in the Bible that says that any of this stuff is bad. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, literally and figuratively, here we go. PETA versus Elon Musk. Da-da-da-da. So.
Oh, Elon.
Oh, my God. So I didn't even know this. He's got a lab that he owns called Neuralink. I didn't know this. The animal
this
testing
is
going on.
We've been talking about that he wants to put brain implants.
Did I miss this discussion? Did I have this with you? I don't remember having it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, we were talking about the brain implants, and then I, of course, go to scary movies of like.
Oh, okay,
Hostage.
Now I remember.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, Neuralink is associated with the University of California in Davis, and the folks at PETA say they were responsible for the deaths of at least 15 monkeys because Musk's quest to stick a chip into the human brain He wants to try it out on monkeys first.
He likes the whole testing on animals kind of situation.
He'd love it down the road from me. The Harvard, there's a 100-acre farm right down like a half a mile from my farm, and they do animal testing there mostly with monkeys and chimpanzees, and they do this sort of testing there. I'm surprised somebody hasn't. PETA's out there all the time protesting. They finally put a gate up so that the PETA people couldn't. But the PETA people have gotten onto the property and broken into buildings and freed the chimpanzees and the monkeys that were there. That's happened in the past.
See, normally I'm like, people need to mind their own business. Don't destroy property. Don't do things to stuff that does not belong to you. But when it comes to the animal testing, I say have at it. Go set those.
Yeah, let them go.
Beautiful
let
creatures.
Let the rabbits
be.
Out. I'm yes, having more of a problem out. With rabbits getting tested than even monkeys. By the way,
a lot of people don't realize how many are dogs. Are these animal testing?
Dogs, like
Google.
It more dogs than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
right.
do not realize this. That's somehow not common knowledge.
It's not China, folks. We don't eat the dogs here. At least we're not. We think we're civilized, and that might be a way of measuring it to a point. Monkey Week. This is the week of December 14th. Is Monkey Week part of the human family tree? Difficult task to pinpoint the exact moment that monkeys emerged as a unique species in the animal kingdom. Goes back 60 million years, though. Or so. See, I'm the one who thinks that the monkeys and the humans and everything else came from another planet. So anyway, you can think what you want. Monkey Week and Monkey Day have been going on since 2000. Does that sound strange? It's Monkey Week. Monkey Day. I know people sort of jokingly talk about it, but I think there also is kind of a politically correct thing in there somewhere.
Only when people are being racist.
Yeah, well... That happens with some regularity in some circles, yeah. All right, things to celebrate. It's a celebration time of year, 18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. Can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. A couple of important celebrity notes that are trending on social media pages. The passing of Coach Mike Leach is a place for us to start here. Here's the story.
Head coach of Mississippi State, Mike Leach. Born in 1961, Mike Charles Leach grew up in California and Wyoming, playing rugby instead of football while earning his undergraduate degree from BYU. Beginning his coaching career as an assistant at Cal Poly in 1987, his successful strategies such as the innovative air raid offense set numerous records and prepared him for his head coaching career.
I always thought that being an O-line coach was fantastic.
Taking the reins at Texas Tech from 2000 to 2009, he became the winningest coach in school history, never finishing with the losing record in any of his 10 seasons leading the Red Raiders. Leach went on to change the fortunes of Washington State as head coach from 2012 to 2019 and subsequently joined Mississippi State from 2020 onwards. Passionate about history, business, pirates, and politics, Leach went 158 and 107 over his 21-season career. We remember influential football coaching legend Mike Leach.
All right, also in the trending department today, Jay, the focus on Scarlett Johansson, who claims her old management team was grooming her into taking bombshell roles, especially when you look back to the beginning of her acting career.
And how young she was at the time. She was under 18.
Right.
And be also already becoming groomed to be the sex symbol, which is one thing when you are over the age, you know, that's another thing, but she was still technically a child.
If you watch the FBI series, the Dick Wolf produced series of three shows on Tuesday nights on CBS, it's on CBS. The theme of the CBS International, of the FBI International show last night was this whole business about young girls being objectified and what happens to them. And according to Scarlett, it's just kind of a fact. That's where there's these old lechy guys that run these agencies.
Especially once upon a time, where now women have more say over their own career path.
Yeah.
And if they say no to something, it's not a career destroyer.
Exactly. Well, there still is a blacklist, though, a subtle blacklist, not so bad as it was. I think Scarlett Johansson was one of those people that was affected. But didn't she tell Wiseman, what's his face? to go drop dead? Wasn't there an issue with her and what's his face? The guy
Harvey
who was
Weinstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't there? There was something with her.
I remember somebody spoke out about that. And now I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, but she
may have been her.
No, yeah, but she told him to get lost. Anyway, I think it's. I like her as an actress. I like her more and more. Maybe it was that whole business early on. She didn't pull it off well. Frankly, she didn't. I didn't think that she seemed like she's attractive, but she was a kid. And when she was 17, she was with Bill Murray in a movie called Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
He's a real lech. He has a horrible reputation. I don't know why somebody hasn't bagged him with all the other stories around about all these other people. He even looks like a lech, frankly, and acts like one. Lucy Liu, when they were doing Charlie's Angels, she was complaining all over the place about him. There was something that surfaced even a couple of weeks ago, once again, about her and her relationship. He used to berate her because she didn't succumb to all of his advances.
Oh, he said she couldn't act. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
At least the other two were nice to look at or something like that. But
yeah, right.
You just act or something.
Even if you're thinking it, you don't say it in today's reality. It's just, you know, whether you like it or you don't like it, you don't say it. Okay. So she's got a good career going, and good luck to her. Scarlett Johansson in our focus here. It's 28 past the hour.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of four bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidpayment.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee voted to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate is now 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
A severe storm that started on the West Coast last weekend continues wreaking havoc on Thursday, sweeping through the Midwest, Plains, and Great Lakes with blizzard conditions, freezing rain, while spawning tornadoes. Over 12 million people across the United States were under winter storm warning or advisories Thursday morning. Lance Fry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The moon is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
McCartney. Yep.
The feeling's here.
Yeah, it's a good pop
that only
Christmas tune. It is simply a wonderful time of year. We're having a wonderful Christmas time. 34, almost 35 at the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we get into the Christmas spirit as much as possible, making your life a little bit better, a little more fun, if you will, weaving a tapestry of talk. Can you write that down? I think we should actually maybe call the lawyers and have them trademark that.
Yeah.
A tapestry of talk with your thoughts, with what's trending in the news, the tidbits, things that matter, events, people, all that good stuff. The whole business about good news, nice news, positive news, the news that people are talking about. I like to wake up to things that when you go through the day, you think back on, okay, I think that was good. This is for people who have been married. The idea, well, if you've been married for a long time, or maybe, I suppose you could turn it around. It could be you're starting out with somebody new. This time of year is an awful time of year to start relationships. Because given that relationships take a lot of hard work to begin with, and then you work into it at this time of year, this is something, there's a research paper that was produced by the Gottman Institute. And it was a focus on people that had been married over 35 years. And in this overview, it explains that there is one major indicator as they look at your marriage and what determines the health and longevity of your marriage or your relationship. And that is whether you look at your relation, at your partner directly or not. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what Jay says. Especially if you can talk to your partner and look him or her in the eye, then you got a good relationship. If you cannot talk to them about important, serious matters and you look away, forget it. Time to see you later.
Not connecting.
No.
It's the difference between talking to someone and talking at someone. And when you are speaking to them, especially about a big issue, and you are not looking at that person, you are now talking at that person, not talking to the person. And it's not an actual, it's not really, it's no longer a dialogue.
Nope. Big problem. All right, shall we do something mundane by looking at the best way to remove ice from your windshield?
With a really good ice scraper?
Ice scrapers and vinegar. Anybody ever use vinegar to get the ice off of your window? As we look at all the wintry weather.
You use that rock salt on concrete, and vinegar is pretty salty, right?
Yeah, but it will eat the paint. That's the problem. If you get it on the paint, salt will eat the paint. So if you have an iced over windshield, which a lot of people have, they're listening to this program right now, a solid sheet of ice on your windshield. If you are somebody who just down to the second, you got to get to work, I don't know, and you don't give yourself extra time. If you've had a snowstorm, your car is parked outside, it's gotten warm, and then the ice has frozen to your windshield, you cannot, I've done this, and it's really not smart. You start the car, and you're in a hurry, or I start my pickup truck, and I'll run long enough, or I'll get an ice scraper out, so there's a little crack at the bottom of the window. We've all done it. Every single person that lives in a weather condition that's icy from time to time, you have, come on, admit it. You've cracked just a little bit. You start the car, put the defroster on, you scrape a little off the bottom of the windshield enough so you can, if you lean over, you can kind of see where you're going. Look at, I'm leaning over now at the microphone.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
I can honestly say I have not done that.
You're unusual because I know most everybody who have done it's not safe, but...
especially if the sun's already out, I can get it. I can understand if maybe you're leaving and it's still a little bit dark, but if the sun's out, wouldn't that glare, even if you have that little hole to look out of, wouldn't that glare from it hitting the rest of the ice?
Yeah, make it very difficult.
Kind of obstruct your view. My thing is people who don't clean the top, all the snow off the top of the car, and
then
you start heading down the road, and then this big, snow block hits the car behind you.
Right, yeah. That's actually illegal in some states. I don't know how you get it off the top of the car.
It should be.
Yeah. Anyway, the idea of putting vinegar on your windshield, there are people who put vinegar and hot water together. That's the surest way to crack the windshield. I don't know what the vinegar is, the extract from apples. And there is, if you check this out, the vinegar actually is kind of like the salt. It'll corrode the chrome and the paint on your car. So vinegar, ice removal, you see these online all the time. Probably not a smart thing to do if you value the way your car looks. So then what is the way to do it? Well, some people put little cardboard pieces under the windshield, under the windshield washers, and that keeps your portion of the windshield clean, but people spray different things. Like there are spray bottles around. You know how when you're driving down the road and there's some mud or something, and you hit the little button and it sprays the antifreeze out on the windshield, so you can use
windshield wiper fluid with the antifreeze.
You can put some of that stuff in put some of that stuff in a spray bottle, and you can spray, because often when you are confronted with that ice and snow, it has plugged up the little chutes that the de-icer comes out of and hits the windshield. They're frozen too. So if you have a little bottle, a spray bottle, and you put the windshield antifreeze in it. And by the way, I learned this the hard way. One of my guys inadvertently put windshield washer antifreeze into the radiator tank. Ooh. Into the antifreeze. Yeah, no, you know, there's alcohol in it. Eat up every bit of hose that you have on the system. So don't do that. Anyway, pouring hot water on the windshield, not a good idea.
Isn't well, there an like old... if anybody's ever gotten fresh brewed iced tea where they pour the hot tea in a cold glass with ice in it, there's always that metal spoon. Otherwise, the glass would crack. It's the same thing.
Ah, I didn't know. See, I've never heard that one before. That is really a very... That's good. Very smart. Thank you, Jay. That is good help.
Of course.
We've been talking about Elon. Yeah, we're all here to help. Elon Musk again. We're talking about the chimpanzees and the monkeys being tested for his products. Unfortunately, there's some sad news about Elon Musk today. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Elon Musk is not any longer the richest person in the world. He ceded that title to Bernard Amault. And this... Bernard owns LVMH, which is a luxury goods company. It's just a bad day for him. Sad day. I never heard of this company.
$44 billion on Twitter, the Twitter acquisition. So
right.
That put a little bit of a dent in his wallet.
Yeah. So what is LVMH? I've never heard of him before. It's a European company.
It's a luxury goods company, Moet, Hennessy, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay, all that stuff. All right, so this guy controls those.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, there's a lot of sales going on. I'm betting this thing goes up and down and sideways and changes, and there'll be somebody else who's the richest person in the world next week, or after Christmas, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats who are going along with the Republicans, this is something that everybody needs to listen very carefully to. Let's move from the Elon Musk Twitter world to the world of TikTok. Most people don't realize how dangerous TikTok is. And I'm not talking about the stuff that it spews, but I'm talking about its connection, its direct connection to the Chinese government. And with that, the same kind of as with the smartphones and other things, but it's more direct with TikTok, the Chinese government has the ability to connect with you and to other things. If you're doing your TikTok on your iPhone, there is software that is embedded into TikTok that can work its way into other systems on your phone or your PC or your laptop or your iPad or whatever it is. That's how inscrutable these people are. And I'm handing it to the Republicans this time because they've been pushing for bans by the government of TikTok. And now, this week, with more revelations about the ties to the leadership of the Chinese government, a bunch of Democrats have joined in to the fight or the overview, because patience is wearing thin, as it well ought to be. This is something that is not acceptable, is not proper. When are we going to wake up to the fact that these people are our enemies? We're so slow. All we're interested in is convenience. Oh, this is fun. Nobody's being educated. And I like not to make this like a professorial institute here, but looking at this, the way that TikTok eats into our privacy. So now the Republicans, Democrats from a number of different states to endorse a national ban on TikTok. There are a number of Democrats who have signed on to this bill, been put forth by Marco Rubio from Florida. The statement, quote, at a time when the Chinese Communist Party and our other adversaries are seeking any advantage they can find against us and our country through espionage and mass surveillance, and that's what this is, it's imperative that we do not allow hostile powers to potentially control social media that could be weaponized against us. I'm all over this.
Well, this is one of the things Donald Trump was working on with TikTok, where it needed to not be 100% Chinese ownership.
Yeah. Well, it's like the land. The government finally got smart and prohibited the Chinese from buying any more land in our country, farmland. But they should be the Russians and the Chinese, the Iranians. They should not be allowed to buy their government companies. No land, no ownership in anything here. And certainly the nefarious surroundings, when you look into TikTok, good Doug, to TikTok's ties, that's a good alliteration for you, with the Chinese Communist Party, this isn't overkill, this isn't overstating it, and just because it comes from a Republican, that doesn't mean Democrats should poo-poo it. As a matter of fact, Rubio is the top Republican on the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, and he shares this thought with the chair of the panel, Democrat Mark Warner, who's from Virginia. He hasn't signed on to it yet, but he indicates that he's going to probably do it. He's warming up to the idea, because the facts are the facts. They're there. Clear as the nose on your face, as they say. This is a dangerous connection and something that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with firmly, sharply, and imperatively. So let's all agree that this is, you know, stop using TikTok. It's not helping. It's not fun. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
A humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
McCartney.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to Warren Eckstein from Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein hosts the Pet Show. The website for him and for the pets is thepetshow.com. He's been on the air for a long time. One of the things that I love most about Warren, other than his attitude, because he has the same approach to animal life as do I, protect at all costs the animals. They are to be loved. That's why they're here. They give us so much love and don't ask anything in return. So how about you give them some and take care of them as you would take care of your child, because they are your children. Anyway, that's my own philosophy. Hugs and Kiss is the vitamin mineral supplement that Warren has. You can order those at petshow.com as well, or hugsandkisses.com. And every year he takes a portion of the proceeds. Actually, you have, in addition to taking proceeds, you've got the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund as well, which this time of year is probably very active in helping out dogs and cats and animals that need to be rescued, right?
Yeah, we're sending donations to all the organizations that no one's ever heard of. We just sent some money to Dallas, Texas, for some women in prison training dogs from the shelter so they can be adopted mm-hmm. and more socialized. So yeah. Places we put our money where the no one else does. The small mom and pop organizations across the country.
Where no one else's mouth is. Put your money where no one else's mouth is. There you go. All right. So there are a number of things. As people bring plants inside, the weather gets colder, people are bringing things inside that might not normally be in the home. So what are you advising? It's like what to not feed the animals during all of the season of eating. So there are also plants that they shouldn't be around, because sometimes they'll eat stuff because they don't know that stuff's bad for them, right?
Yeah, and I love the look of plants around the holidays, but there are some really dangerous ones. For example, lilies.
Poinsettias.
Poinsettias are not really that dangerous. It's kind of like a myth. I'll talk about that. But lilies are the number one plant that cats and dogs must avoid because it can cause kidney injury and, in some cases, kidney failure. So no lilies. If you want lilies, fake ones this time of year. Amaryllis, which are beautiful. The whole plant is poisonous and can cause vomiting, can cause diarrhea. The Christmas rose, again, the whole plant is poisonous. Mistletoe, low toxicity to cats and dogs, but the berries are the least toxic. But if you have mistletoe, again, keep it out of your reach. Ivy can cause irritation in the mouth. And one of the things people don't think about is all those pine needles on the floor. You know, your cat, your dog goes over and licks them, swallows one. Those pine needles are sharp and cause a lot of damage internally. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be really, really careful. Very often those pine needles get embedded in the coat or the hair of your dog or the fur of your dog or cat, and they start chewing it to lick it off, and they swallow it. So common sense goes a long way. I generally recommend that if you have plants in the house and you have a cat, it's pretty hard to keep the cat away. So maybe some artificial plants are the way to go. Dogs, you can kind of put them up high and keep them away a little bit. But common sense says if you know, any of these plants I just mentioned can be dangerous. Not all of them are. And the poinsettia, for example, a lot of people think it's really toxic, but the toxicity of the poinsettia is usually very, very mild to dogs and cats. Still, I wouldn't leave it around for the dog or cat to eat.
That's what
For years we heard, keep poinsettias away. And of all the plants I mentioned, they're probably the least dangerous, but I would still keep them away from your dog or your cat.
Right. England's hopes of winning the World Cup were gone, but apparently one of the teams, the Manchester team, soccer players there adopted a stray cat named Dave. Did you see this?
I didn't see this story, but it's a great story. But I didn't see it.
The cat has to spend 4 months in quarantine. That's what they do in England, by the way, and many of the European countries. If you're bringing a dog or a cat over there, you can't get at them right away. They put them in quarantine. I remember a friend of mine who moved up from South Africa to London. She had to keep her dog in quarantine for 6 months before she saw
because it's an island. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, Doug, because so many sports figures, you know, big, rough, and tough guys, are really mild-mannered when it comes to animals. For example, years ago, I was training all the dogs for the New York Mets, the New York Jets, the Islanders, boxers, and it's amazing, it's amazing how, you know, they're rough and tough on the ice, they're rough and tough on the football field, but yet I was
not
in their
so
home, and they're schmoozing and kissing and hugging their little dogs. Just you know, one guy, I remember his name was Ombre, they call him, because he was so tough, always fighting on the Islanders hockey team. I was training his dog at the time, and I'd come to his house, and there he was laying on the floor, having the dog take a cookie out of his mouth. You know?
Don't take a picture of this, I don't want to ruin my image. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.